Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Topical Tuesday, August 8th, 8/8/2017. Steve Cypress here, your humble host. So I start out by sharing my rhino of the day. And today, well, it's a pair of rhinos on this little box, this mini puzzle. 54 pieces. So mini puzzle. And not only do I have the box, I actually have the puzzle here, which I put together decades ago. And I must have used some kind of glue and put it on some cardboard here. And there it is, the jigsaw puzzle of the mother. And I'm assuming the mother and the baby rhino or some kind of a bigger and smaller rhino. I'm just going to claim it's the mother and the baby rhino. And I figured that would be appropriate for today's Topical Tuesday message, which is one that could lead to a ton of controversy, could it not? Because you see the title I put, Planned Parenthood. Terry Tibbs, welcome, Terry. I haven't seen you in, gosh, it's got to be over a decade. Mark Landis, it's been so long to see you. Fantastic to have you here. So Planned Parenthood. Now, I'm not going to get into all of the religious politics, all kinds of controversy going on, but I'm going to share a strategy because of that and how Planned Parenthood overcomes that. So here's how it came about and why it's a topic on today's Topical Tuesday, because I saw on somebody's Facebook page earlier today, they posted a video of some interview that some, you know, journalist, TV host, whatever, had found some ex-employee. I'm amazed when I saw this that they hadn't found, like, plenty more, because Planned Parenthood's been around for a while. But if they found some apparently disgruntled, unhappy, isn't that the ones that always do the damage or talk or whatever, employee of Planned Parenthood, and I don't remember the whole thing, it was difficult to watch or listen to, whatever, but it was interesting. She was like, I was a manager of a place, and not a doctor, or if there are, I guess there are doctors there, but she, you know, she wasn't one of the, like, seeing the patients people, she was like the office management staff, and she said it was up to me to maintain the budget and do the hiring, firing, and one thing, the budget, I had to make sure we met our monthly quota of abortions. And the interviewer was like, wait, what? Monthly quota of abortions? Like, this is news to me, news to anybody else that doesn't know the inner workings of the place. Like, and yeah, she was like, now, is it true? Is it not? I don't know. I didn't fact check it. I didn't dig deep. I didn't even look for anything. Again, this is not a topic that I'm interested in getting embroiled in all the controversy. People go off at the deep end on either end of this thing. But the fact remains, controversial thing, right? And at the end of this conversation, that again, I didn't fact check, but supposedly this, and I did, I don't, I guess I have to trust that he fact checked that this actually was this office manager of a place for years or whatever. But she was like, oh yeah, you know, we don't do a lot of, there's no prenatal care, there's no care, there's no, it's all about abortions, that's what the place is. And yet, what does Planned Parenthood say? What do they put forth? What else do they put forth is, no, we're not an abortion clinic. We are, you know, and besides, there are plenty of people who believe that providing abortions for women who want abortions is providing a valuable service. There are people who want the service. It's legal. They provide it. Boom. Similar to a legal drug dealer selling medical marijuana or alcohol. There are people who don't believe that temperance, nobody should drink, so all bar owners are evil? No. You know, people want alcohol, they provide it. Oh, well, then you get into prostitution. Well, that's legal in some areas of the box. So there you go. People want it, they provide it. So are there moral and ethical and religious and philosophical things to discuss about all this? Yes, and that's my point. The point is, you want to avoid all that. So Planned Parenthood, brilliantly, it's right there, folks. The key, the clue, the hint, it's right there in their name. They're called Planned Parenthood. Now, let's do what I always say. I always talk about to get on the right side of the cash register. So what I mean by that is not to look at the world always as if you're looking into somebody else's business, but you put yourself on the other side of the register if you're the business owner and you look out to the outside. So let's just say, and I'm stumbling and bumbling all over myself. going to have a little drink of my lemon lime stevia sweetened Andrea Albright special water. I interviewed her last Saturday for Success Story Saturday, and she shared, I just gave it away, but she shared that recipe with everybody. You should go listen. That's fantastic. And man, this makes drinking a lot of water easy to do. Anyway, so I digress. Here's the deal. If we deconstruct this and we put ourselves on the other side of the register, as if we are the CEO or the head of, or whatever it's called, of Planned Parenthood, or even if just one. We have one abortion clinic that we want to open. People, we're in this neighborhood, people want abortions, and we're going to provide abortions. It's legal. It's what we're going to do. Should we put a big sign on the front of our business saying, abortions are us? We do abortions. And then should we put ads going, cheap abortions? All the abortions you can want. Like, you know, no. We should not even have that word anywhere near anything. In fact, we should have some, I was going to say fluffy, but some positive sounding words to describe what we do in a much more positive light. So let's call it Planned Parenthood. See? Oh, that was the other thing. She said they're all about birth control and abortion. That's the two things they're about. So that's Planned Parenthood. And it was something she said, something, you know, I just watched it once this morning on the Facebook, but it was something like some percentage, 60% or something of women having abortions were on birth control, and then the birth control failed and whatever, there you go. So they figure, like, let's give them the birth control because that's what they want. I'm also thinking, and maybe it was insinuated by this interviewee, that, like, let's give them provide the birth control because then we know the birth control is going to fail, and where are they going to come? To us to bring their money. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's all cash and, you know, big money. And then they sell the body parts for another, they sell each baby for another $200. So I don't know how much an abortion costs or whatever, but probably hundreds of dollars, whatever it costs. Then they're selling the baby for another $200. I mean, it's a big money thing. So are they, again, are they going to put a sign on the window, special today, babies for dead baby aborted fetuses for cheap? Like, no, you're not going to do any of that stuff. So anyway, I could beat a dead horse all day, but in your business, there's certain words matter, and there's certain things you want to convey and things you want to say without saying inflammatory things like mentioning abortion if you're an abortion clinic. And in fact, if you want to tell the public, hey, we get government funds, then we're not allowed to use them for abortions. We don't. We're not an abortion clinic. We do lots of that. If you want to say that, and that's what this interview said, if you line item, she was doing the budget, she said, if she line itemed all the selling of baby parts as putting it down for shipping and handling, said, there, see, now we're not selling it anymore, which is another lesson for business owners. And you might have seen this by, I've had clients done it, I've used it myself, the free plus shipping offer. So you'll see it often. They'll say, and you can probably type into google.com, free plus shipping, and then the name of a product, and you'll see an offer for it. Put in free plus shipping jewelry, and you'll see websites that say, here is a $27 necklace, yours free, just pay the shipping and handling cost of $9.99. Well, you know, anyone who's ever been in or near retail knows that, you know, three times markup, so if it's retails for $27, the cost is about $9. So there you go, $9.95 for the shipping and handling, and therefore they're giving away the item for free. Happens a lot with books, you know, oh, $7.95 shipping and handling, and I'll give the book free. Book costs maybe $3-4 to print. Some of those books are that they use the free plus shipping offer, like 50-60 pages, cost a couple of bucks and then another dollar something to ship it. So what's the other $4 for? The other $4 to pay for the advertising so that they can break even on that, giving away the free books. But it's not, we're giving away the free book and you're just paying for shipping. So the same thing. See, the same thing Planned Parenthood person was claiming they use, that they sell the body parts of these aborted fetuses, but they claim they don't sell them. They just put in the line item in the budget. They charge for shipping and handling. But then she said, you know, but there is no, they come and pick it up. Of course they do. Anyone ever been around? I have tons of clients in the medical industry, all the medical waste and all the stuff and whatever, it's all picked up. You don't ship that stuff. So it would make sense they're shipping body parts of aborted fetuses. They come pick it up. So she's like, yeah, there's no shipping. And what's the handling charge? I mean, do you really want to handle that anymore? I mean, nobody, it's so silly. All the handling is silly to begin with. But of all things to handle, I'm pretty sure it's not aborted fetuses, something anyone wants to handle. So anyway, bottom line is, you see what they're doing. They're seeing it in the name of their company. So again, to go on the other side of the register, say you were Planned Parenthood, you came to me, Steve, you know, if I just say what we do, number one, we're going to have people picketing and rioting like they did. And I remember the stories years back and bombing the clinics and whatever. We're going to have all that backlash. And we're not going to get government funds if we let people know the truth that we're selling baby parts or whatever. So what are we going to do? Okay, here's what you got to do. First of all, you got to not say you're selling baby parts. Just say you're charging shipping and handling for them. That's good. And second of all, you got to not say you're something people think is a negative, like abortion. You got to say something positive like Planned Parenthood. That just sounds so positive. Let's plan our future. We plan our finances. We plan our retirement. We plan a vacation, for crying out loud. I mean, we ought to plan our parenthood. That just sounds all positive and good. So the lesson is in your business. What are you doing with your name of your business, with your messaging? Is your name simply Joe's Plumbing? You know, Simpson and Sons Auto Repair? Like, or is it something positive, something that helps you get a positive message across? And certainly if you have any kind of business with any kind of negative or controversial image about any of it, then it behooves you to come up with it yourself, go get to your mentors, get to your board of directors, get to your advisors, consultants, get somebody that knows how to do that stuff, the power of naming. I am working with a client right now on coming up with unique trademark names for every step in his unique process. When you name every single step, not only the main thing, which I came up with the name right away within first 10 minutes meeting with him in a strategy session, I'm like, oh, well, it's this and that. I ask a few questions. I'm like, so could we call it this? Nobody else does this. So you want to have something that nobody else does, that people want. And now we're working on naming every single step in the process, because then how can somebody say that anybody else does what you do? Nobody else does this. So maybe if you just, your first step with a client is you gather some information. We'll just call that the, you know, the information exchange process, you know, trademark. It costs like $500 to trademark that. There you go. Nobody else has their patented information exchange process. Even that's where you use the name. You don't say it's Simpson and Sons Plumbing. Say it's the Simpson Information Process. Yes, IS, we call it. Well, nobody else has that. So you see the power of naming. Okay, so that's it. It was topical today because of this incredibly controversial, seen as a positive by some people, negative by other people. Totally attempt to avoid all that by naming it something that is not really anything with what they really do. Sounds good. Planned Parenthood. Get on the right side of the cash register and think that way about your business. How is it being perceived by the public? Are people hearing the name of your business and thinking that sounds like something good? Hopefully they're not thinking anything bad. But for the most part, I would say in my experience working with thousands of business owners, 80-90% of businesses put forth a neutral feeling when they hear the name. Because again, it's Rabowski and Schwabowski law firm. Okay, whatever. It's Simpson and Sons Plumbing. Okay, whatever. You know, so if that's just neutral, then you can have it sound negative and say abortions are us, and then you can be positive and say, oh, it's Planned Parenthood. It's 1 hour plumbing. If we're not there in 1 hour, it's free. Things like that. Okay, so what's in a name? That's important. That's it for Topical Tuesday. As always, the end, I go to the questions. Bunch of people here. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, anything. Everybody might be staying away from this controversial topic, huh? But thank you for being here, Terry, Mark, Don, Phil, Lee, Lindsay, Janet, and Papa Chavez, Paul Papa Chavez, long time no see. I hope you're doing excellent, my friend. Great seeing everybody here on Topical Tuesday. I will be back tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. I'll be sharing a piece of wisdom and helping you to grow your business and improve your lifestyle while employing it. And thank you for being here up. And just as I'm ready to go, I got a comment here. Thank you, Phil. Sounds like, oh, I don't know, the wow strategy. You know, I didn't throw that in here, but yes, pretty much everything I talk about, even in my personal life, for crying out loud, has to do with the wow strategy. And if you want to learn more about that, go to thewowstrategy.com. Thank you, Phil, for mentioning that. Thank you, everybody. And I will be back here again and see you here on Wisdom Wednesday.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.